Good evening, everybody. You're listening to another episode of The Wine Unwind. And today, I'm having my favorite again, Stella Rosa. But it's not Stella Rosa Black, it's Stella Rosa Peach. And, of course, I'm not having a bad self. I'm having it with Patron today. I normally do not like tequila. I went to DR twice, like 6 months apart, and it just threw me off tequila. But you know what? This combination ain't bad. So, for all of my quarantine at home and got nothing else to do drinkers, try this combination. It ain't that bad. Okay. Anywho, I want to go outside Chicago. I want to get my goddamn nails done. That's it. I don't gotta do nothing else. Just let me get my damn nails done. Auntie Lori ain't playing with y'all ass no more. So could y'all please stay the fuck in the house? Damn. Stay home, Chicago. It's not that hard. Stay home. Just so a bitch like me can get their nails done. I just want to get my nails done. Even if I go to, I ain't even got to go to the Chinese people. I can go to a black nail tech. I love black nail techs. But these women ain't doing nails no more. Because they scared. And they got the right to be scared. So stay y'all ass at home, please. Especially because if you watch the news like I do, or most of us do, and look at the numbers, most people who are dying from this coronavirus are in the African-American community. In Chicago, there are communities, the Auburn Gresham neighborhood, the Austin neighborhood, South Shore neighborhood, the Pullman neighborhoods. It's our people dying from this because we aren't listening. So please stay y'all ass at home. Stay home. It is serious. This is not something that we really need to play around with. This is not something that it's a conspiracy for. It's serious. So just stay home, people. Please stay home. Okay. Now that I got that out the way, I got my frustration out that I want to get my goddamn nails done. I want to talk about my topic for tonight. So I was recently just scrolling on social media. Of course, after work, I don't have much else to do besides do in-home workouts and scroll on social media. So I was scrolling and I happened to come across this video. I forget the name of the podcast. Once I find it, I will actually link it. But it was a guy, he was having like a live radio show with two girls, and his subject was, are men with 9-to-5s out of style? And these two little girls, I'm gonna say little girls, I'm not gonna call them the B words and nothing like that. Nah, never mind. These two hoes, not even both of them. One of them, her opinion was, she cannot deal with a man who has a 9-to-5, just a 9-to-5. He got to have something else going on. Like, so he raised the question, okay, what if this man works a 9-to-5 and he makes $500,000 a year? Is that not enough? No, that's not enough is what her response was. He got to be doing something else, like rapping or scamming or selling drugs or something. He got to be making some fast money, some quick money, something like that. And no matter what kind of analogy this man gave this woman, she kept coming back with a, he needs to be making some fast money and blah, 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 or whatever. The 9-to-5 needs to be a cover up for something else. Okay, so that leads me to my topic for today. I'm not posing the question. I will pose the question. Are men and women with 9-to-5s out of style? Now I'm going to give y'all my opinion. I personally don't think a man with a 9-to-5 is out of style. Quite frankly, I feel like the little girl who was on that show is dumb as fuck. You are one dumbass little girl. And this is why I say that. And I do mean this with all malicious intent. Okay. The reason I say that is because, and I don't knock no man's hustle, I've dated those kind of men before. And don't get me wrong, the fast money is fun. It's a lot of fun. And if that's what you do, baby, that's what you do. There's nothing wrong with that. If that's the path that you chose. However, with that fast money, ain't no 401k in that. Ain't no savings plan in that. Ain't no retirement plan in that. Ain't no health benefits with that. Ain't no life insurance with that. I guess being a grown-ass woman who has a 9-to-5, who makes a substantial amount of money as a salary, and who wouldn't mind dating a man who has that, or even if he has less, as long as you're trying, as long as you're doing something, I would never put a man down for his efforts, no matter what the effort is. And I felt like just watching this, this woman was putting down a man who's really trying. A lot of men, I hear it so much talking to men, that they try so hard to be the best versions of themselves. And sometimes us women, we put them down or we belittle them or whatever. And at first I was like, ain't nobody doing this, y'all. Shut y'all ass up. Ain't nobody doing that. But then when I saw that, and then it clicked to me how when I talk to these different males, like my big brothers and stuff like that, what they saying really do be very valid. I would never believe in their ass because it's just like, y'all say this shit, but then y'all deal with the same kinds of women over and over and over and over again. So how the fuck are you tired of somebody putting you down for this shit? But you still dealing with this bitch that's put you down. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, seeing this with this little girl saying that, like, oh, he needs to be doing something else and blah, blah, blah. Baby, do you realize that you can, a lot of times with that fast money, you can't retire from that. A lot of times if a nigga die, his mama can't bury him. If a nigga go to jail, unless he putting money aside, he ain't got money for a lawyer. Unless he making some really big money and he's saving his money. You get what I'm saying? Like I say, don't get me wrong. I don't knock no man hustle. I've dated those kind of niggas before. So it's kind of like, I feel like at some point, every man has a turning point. And even if they do have a regular 9-to-5 job, and they just trying to make it work because they are tired of whatever they used to do before, or they doing a 9-to-5 or whatever else they do on the side, that is perfectly fine. But you don't knock no man's hustle or no man who's trying to elevate themselves, because every man, in my opinion, wants to be a better version of themselves. They don't want to stick around and do this same shit forever. Not no man that I know wants to sit around and do the same shit forever, whether legal or illegal. They don't want to stay stagnant. They don't want to be complacent in where they are. I don't actually know any women like that. I know I'm not a woman like that. I know all of my friends, none of us are like that. We don't want to, where none of us are complacent with where we are. And when you deal with a man who has a 9-to-5, and a lot of times they aren't content with where they are, they're trying to get to a better place. And if you're going to be the woman in their life, you have to be the part of them that wants to see them do better. I know all our black ass watched Power. Now, Ghost cheated on Tasha because that reason alone. She didn't want him to elevate and be a better person when he wanted to be something different than what he already was. Yeah, he had money and things like that, but sometimes it's not all about money. Sometimes it's just elevating your level of thinking or elevating you as a person. I don't want to be a scammer my whole life. I don't want to be a drug dealer my whole life, because there's no end to this. I have to always do this day in and day out. But if I find a way to make my intelligence work for me, or make me work for me, then I can become the best version of myself more and more. I can become a different me. And I feel like the world is filled with so many little girls just like that who don't want to see a man elevate. And that's why we have so many men who aren't elevating, because they want someone to push them. A lot of times, and I say this to my brother all the time, and they always, we argue about this. A man, 90%, I'm not going to say 90% of the time, but a man wants the woman in their life to replace their mother. And I'm not saying baby them. I'm saying better them. Your mama always wants you to be the best version of you. She always pushing you to be good, or she just want to see you succeed. She's always giving you the benefit of the doubt. She's always helping you try to be better. And I feel like a lot of men, that's what they want from the woman in their life. They want that person who's going to pour into them, and they can pour into them too, like pour into her as well. Someone who sees something in them that they don't see in themselves, so that they can move forward and be the best versions of themselves. But if you have little girls like that, who are just like, no, a nigga with a 9-to-5 ain't good enough. That's not good enough. He got to be doing something else. Baby, you do not know that just saying something like that to a man that you're dealing with, you could be stunting his growth. You could really be putting down a dream that he has, because this, you make so much money, but then if you go do this 9-to-5, you ain't going to make as much money. No, but this could be something that he really wanted to do, or this could lead him to where he could be a billionaire. You just never know. You never know when he can combine his mind with other minds, or bounce ideas off other people, or learn from other people where that can take him. But sitting around doing the same shit that everybody else has been doing, and you don't see nobody do it different, how do you learn from that? How do you gain knowledge from something that you see everyone around you do and you see that it leads to nothing? It doesn't lead to many things. You can buy cars, you can buy jewelry, you can buy cribs. But are you really happy? Are you really growing as a person? Are you really being the best version of yourself? Are you really challenging yourself? Of course not. I don't know no man who has did something, either legal or illegal, that wanted to continue to do it, that it was just the end all be all for them. I'm content with this. No, of course not. And I feel like it's so many fucking women like that. And I'm not trying to bash us women, because I know a lot of us who aren't like that. But it's so many of these little ass girls like that in the world. And then these men always say, oh, I can't find no good woman. Good women don't exist. Blah, blah, blah. It's well, because you're choosing these little girls who want you to stay in place, stay jogging in place. But if you find somebody who you might be slightly equally yoked with, or you equally yoked with altogether, and she wants to see you succeed, that's the person you're afraid of. That's the person you slightly intimidated by, because maybe you can't better her life in any way. Because I've been told that a bunch of times. I have male friends who always tell me that a man, when he feels like he can't give you anything, when he feels like he doesn't bring anything to the table that will better your life, that's intimidating. He feels worthless, like he's not being a man. But little do men know, sometimes all we need for you to do is be a man. We women, we are literally women. We ain't men. We are soft. Like, we might have hard exteriors and we're strong and we can take on anything, but sometimes you just want to be held. Sometimes you just want to be told everything is going to be okay. Sometimes you just want somebody to listen to your day. Or sometimes you want to listen to somebody else's day. How was your day? Tell me how it was for you. Because maybe I don't want to pour out all of what I had going on. Maybe hearing how your day was make me feel better. You get what I'm saying? So I feel like a lot of times it's like this big ass disconnect between men and women. And just looking at that video, it kind of put it all in perspective for me. Because it's a lot of women out there who are like that, who are like, no, he has to come with this, 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 and this. And don't get me wrong, if you have your, you know, your standards, there's nothing wrong with having standards. I don't feel like that at all. But I feel like you have to sometimes be realistic the older you get with the things that you require from a man. I know me personally, I require a man to be a man. That's not just it. But when I say be a man, I ain't saying be a nigga. Be a man. Like, know how to stand on your own two feet. Know how to get shit done and when to get shit done. Know how to take control of a situation. If I need you for anything, not financially, if I need you for anything mentally, emotionally, spiritually, that you can be that for me. Because I could take care of myself. I've been taking care of myself before you came along. But can you be a rock when I need one? You get what I'm saying? So, and I feel like a lot of times there's that big disconnect, because sometimes men need women to be their rocks, or sometimes they need us to be like pushing them, you know, like, go ahead, keep going, like, you're doing good. Because there's so many things against the black man, especially, there's so many things stacked up against them. So the last thing they need is a woman who's telling them, you know, they saying, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do this no more. I want to try to do this. And she's like, well, why? What you mean, why? That's something that he aspires to do. You help him reach that goal, and vice versa. If there's a goal she wants to reach, you help her reach it. You even don't put it down or don't downplay it. If it's something that you see this person is passionate about or something they really want to do, be there for them and help them get to that point. And if that person can't do that for you, they not for you. It's just simple as that. And there's so many situations that I've heard about, and I can honestly say I did not believe my brothers when they were telling me this. I just couldn't believe it, because seeing how they would still deal with another version of this woman, or still deal with this woman who they felt like was putting them down, or who they felt like only wanted them because of what they had and not who they was. You know, I can spend money, I can take out, I can take on trips, I can do this, I can do that. But other than that, I can't really hold a good conversation with the bitch. I can't hold, you know, a meaningful conversation with her. I can't bounce ideas off her. I can't tell her about my goals, because they go on one end, come out the other. I really didn't believe them, because it was just like, you keep dealing with this though. And I guess it's the same for women too. Like, we say we want this, this, and that from a man, and we want a man who's going to be genuine and who's going to be loving and who's going to be there for us and blah, blah, blah. But then we go deal with this same kind of man who wasn't giving us none of that. When you see that, like when you see a person is not willing to pour into you for the smallest things, I feel like it's something so small to be supportive. It is so small, but it's meaningful. But it's so small and it's so easy to be supportive. It's not a hard task, but everyone makes it so damn hard. So I wanted to touch on that because I felt like I don't understand why this is so hard or why this isn't, you know, like I couldn't understand that, seeing that video of that girl was just like, what the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, who are you, young lady? You know? So I just, it really settled in with me and I felt like I had to say something about it. When you involve with somebody, man or woman, and you feel like you're not supporting the things that it is that you really want to do, or they're not even taking heed to the things you want to do, or even not even in a relationship, in friendships, when you feel like you're trying to tell your people that you call your friends, because I feel like people use the term friends so loosely, people that you call your friends, you're trying to tell them your dreams, your aspirations, stuff you want to do, and they downplaying it. Like, nah, you know, like it's nothing. You know, them ain't the people you need to be associating yourself with, because they don't see something bigger. Like you telling them what you see that's bigger for you, and they don't see it either. Like they don't, it's like they downplay it. They don't care about what it is you want to do. I know me personally with my friends, if they say they want to do something, bitch, we doing it. Ain't no, I want to do this. We're going to do this. What's the next step? You know, and it's not even if I don't ever have to help make the next step, but I will make sure that I'm consistent with, okay, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? Because if it's something that you aspire to do, I want you to reach that goal. I want you to reach that height of whatever it is you want to do, whether it's friend, whether it's a boyfriend, whether it's a family member. I want you to get to the place where you can be the best version of yourself if you sick of where you are right now. You get what I'm saying? Or if you're trying to grow, if you doing something legal or illegal, and you're trying to grow from that situation, you're trying to be something different. Okay. Well, what resources do you need? How can I be of assistance? Or even if it's just me listening to what it is that you're trying to do, I feel like that's important. And if you have people in your life, friends, family members, mates, who aren't really trying to pour into you, them ain't the people for you. If when it comes down to it, it's all kind of a what can you do for me kind of thing, or this is what I got going on in life, and this is what I'm trying to do, but I don't really care to hear what you're trying to do. Nah, exit that situation. Get the fuck, please, exit stage left. Leave they ass where they at, because they are not for you. And there's so many people in the world, like I say, people use the term friend so loosely, who will say they're your friend, and you could tell them what you really want to do and how you're trying to do these things, and they will continue to downplay it and downplay it and downplay it because they don't want to see you reach that. They don't want to see you become something better. Even with a mate, sometimes they want to keep you where you are because where you are is easily accessible for them. But once you reach the height that you're trying to reach, you won't be as easily accessible. Or then they'll think, oh, you're going to get big-headed and not be the person that you already have been, not knowing that you will. So I feel like when you have those kinds of people, like that little girl, who don't really want to see you grow, exit that situation, because it's just like, what kind of dumbass person would sit here and I'm telling you this is something that I really want to do, this is something I aspire to do, and you downplay it. Like, oh, you ain't going to really make no money in that. Or how you going to do that? Too many people trying to do that. Like, no. If this is something I really want to do because it's a dream of mine, it's a goal of mine, I'm not asking your input. I'm telling you because maybe I felt like you were somebody I can bounce the idea off of. You were somebody who would support my dream, or you were somebody who would support me becoming a better version of myself. You get what I'm saying? Because I would do that for you. At least a lot of times that's what happens. And people just do not, they won't be that way for you. So seeing that video, it just shocked the shit out of me. Because I really didn't believe it was people like that in this world until I saw it. I guess I've been gullible. But it just really shocked me. So again, my takeaway from this is if you happen to be involved, men, with a woman who does not want to see you elevate, say you are doing something illegal and you want to be legit, and she's not supporting that, leave that bitch alone. Leave that bitch where she at. Because she wants what you can give her and not who you can give her, not who you can be for her. It's all about what you can give and not who you are. Leave that shit alone. And the same thing with a woman. If you involve with a man who finds himself not wanting to be deeply involved with you because of who you are, who you've elevated to, who you've become, or anything like that, leave his ass alone. Because who you are, what you've elevated to, doesn't really dictate who you are. You're the same person. It's just you elevated to a different place in life. And it's, life is all about growth and reaching new heights. And if a person doesn't want to reach those heights with you, fuck them. It don't matter who it is. And it's hard to cut people off, but fuck their ass. Cut them off. All right, guys. So once again, I want everybody to stay safe. Chicago, I want to go outside. I want to go outside. I'm going to keep saying this. I want to go outside. I don't even want to go outside like the party or out eating like that. I just want to get my fucking nails done. That's it. I just want to get my nails done. Damn. Stay your ass home.